So with the current state of the music business in the year 2011, the music industry, Music Row, do you have any advice for somebody that's just coming to town now, fresh and new and ready to take it on?
Well, the town's changed so much. It's just, even in the time that I've been here, which is now 30 years, it's changed so much. I would love to think that there's still what I would call a legitimate record deal to be had, that somebody can come in here with the talent of somebody like a Vince Gill and be able to be accepted and could walk into a record label office and say, you know, check this out. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going on right now. And, of course, with the state of the economy, and it doesn't seem like the labels are willing to put the kind of money into an act to build it and to bring it, you know, to fruition, it's a hard, hard thing unless you've got an investor or you've got somebody who's willing to put up some money to help the process. On the other hand, the Internet has opened up a lot of doors. So for an act, I would say, you know, I think right now what we need is a unique act with a unique look, with a unique sound, and we need to get away from a lot of the cookie cutter stuff that's been going on for now for, what, 15 years or 20 years even. And I think labels would welcome a refreshing sound look, something unique. And I think going to the Internet is probably the way to get that across to them, because I'm not sure they'd be interested in talking to you if you just walked in. I think you have to sort of force it on them now. I mean, we're seeing that happen over and over where an act shows up on YouTube and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, we got to find this guy. I think the problem is on the Internet, we've got everybody trying to do the same thing now, and it's kind of gotten watered down with the good and the bad and the ugly. So we have to deal with, if I go to the Internet, how am I going to find a great act? And it's usually because that act has done something very creative to drive traffic to that site. They've done something that's borderline nuts, borderline or amazingly funny, something that's going to drive traffic to that particular site. And I think right now, if you don't have money, which most of us don't, most of the artists don't, most of the songwriters don't, you need to come up with some way to get your talent seen and heard on the Internet via YouTube or whatever outlet. YouTube seems to be the one of choice. But I think you're going to have to do something that's commercial, but yet borderline crazy. You know, you don't want to be so crazy that they think that guy's nuts, but you don't want to be or so crazy that it's not a commercial viable product when it's all said and done. But I think there has to be some way, a gimmick. I'd love to see things go back to the P.T. Barnum days, and they have to a degree, where, you know, he had a theory about audiences, and he would watch the audience, and if the audience, he saw, you know, maybe the audience wasn't quite into what was going on, he'd say, bring out the elephant. And because back in those days, people hadn't seen elephants. And when he would parade those elephants around, so mid-show, if the show was kind of iffy with the audience, he'd bring out the elephant and strut him around. And people like P.T. Barnum, I mean, their theories, and it's a part of the business that's been lost in a lot of ways. And I think, you know, that's what an act has to do, is bring out the elephant.
So you have a big website, dickmcbabe.com, mm-hmm. and it shows all the different things that you do and how people can get a hold of you. Yeah. Do you have any kind of events or anything, any productions, anything you would like to get out there that you got coming up?
Not really. I mean, I just plug along day to day, and I'm working with Travis. We've got a project called Elvis X, which we've got a little interest from Sony. We took it to Sony here in Nashville. They liked it. They called the people in New York, and now we're dealing with the people in New York, which is not an easy task, but we're plugging along with that. What we've done is we've taken all of the old Elvis songs, and we've put modern music to them. We've got Mean Woman Blues and All Shook Up with a complete new melody. And we've actually been able to isolate Elvis's voice in some cases and actually use his actual voice on some of these recordings.
Wow.
And I'll give you a copy of it to take with you.
So that'd be awesome.
Check that out. What we're trying to do is bring a new generation of people to Elvis's music because basically, I mean, his music stands on its own, don't get me wrong. But to bring younger people to his music, you've got to make it sound like what young people want. Are listening to today, and that's what actually Travis did all of this. He's gone in and arranged it and produced it, and then he brings it over and we engineer and get it mixed out, and it's pretty amazing, really.
You don't know for sure yet when people are going to be able to hear that, or is it now available?
Well, we've done a version with Travis's voice on it, and that's the one I'll give you today. Mm-hmm. We can't really do anything with. Obviously, we can't do anything with Elvis's voice, although we do have some of the tracks on YouTube with Elvis's voice on them, and I think we're at like 12,000 hits on one
of
them.
Wow. Yeah. So tell me about your new association with Axe Nashville.
Well, when you say Axe Nashville, a lot of people think it's AX, but it's actually ACTS,
okay.
Axe Nashville, and it's a booking agency that's been around for a while. Right now, I know they've got Ronnie McDowell and people of that caliber on the roster. Eddie Rhines has run that company for quite a while, and what he's trying to do is to bring a full service business to Nashville that can offer an act not only bookings but a publicity division. And we're going to actually put a recording studio in the building. There's actually a recording studio already in the building. I'm just going to move my equipment in there. He's brought together five agents. It's Eddie Rhines, Lee Shields, George Mallard, Marty Martell, and myself. And we're all seasoned veterans. And the primary purpose is to give these older acts, I don't want to say old acts because Ray Price at 80, out of whatever age he is in these 80s, is still putting on a fantastic show and a very viable act. And to give these acts a place to go so that, you know, they can work again. And we feel like between the five of us, we have so many connections in the business, have been around for years and years. We know a lot of people that we'll be able to offer these acts opportunities that have not been given them, say, in the last 10 years, and the way the business has turned, where, you know, there's not as much work as there used to be. But these are still very viable acts. They still sing well. They still perform well. They still entertain. To give them a place to come and be welcomed and dealing with people who are older as well and who can relate exactly what that act does to the buyers. And then there are also some younger acts. Eddie has been booking Mustang Sally, the all-girl band, for years. They've been in the studio recently and are getting ready to release a single. And so there are a lot of things that are going on. And Eddie's been very successful over the years. He worked with Dale Morris for a while and so on. And George Mallard has been a big agent with the fair and festival in those areas and has worked closely with a lot of acts. So we're hopeful that we can bring together the five of us and not only do the older acts who haven't really had a place to go to get work, but, you know, to bring up some new acts, bring on along some new acts. I know that Ralph Stanley's grandson, Nathan Stanley, is one of the acts that he's handling. I haven't been as active yet as I want to be with the company, but we're probably within the next 6 weeks, we'll move everything into the studio, get the studio up and running, and then I'll be down there on a regular basis with that team of people. And hopefully, you know, it'll stimulate some interest in some of the older acts who may have been forgotten by some of the buyers out there.
Well, good luck with everything you're doing, Dick, and I really appreciate you doing this interview with me.
My pleasure.